Governor Jesse Ventura says news of the Honeywell-Allied Signal deal blindsided him. He says the loss of Honeywell's corporate headquarters is a disappointment.
Naturally, you know, Honeywell has been a mainstay of Minnesota for many, many years, and so it kind of a bit shocking. It's not good. You know, anytime we lose a solid business that's been located in Minnesota for many, many years, we don't appreciate that.
The Twin Cities has seen the departure of several major companies during the past few years. A year ago, Norwest Bank merged with San Francisco-based Wells Fargo and moved its headquarters to California and adopted the Wells Fargo name. Before that, Indiana-based Conseco bought out Greentree Financial, a nationally known lender to buyers of mobile homes. Federated Department Stores bought catalog and internet retailer Fingerhut and moved its headquarters to Ohio. And the Thompson Company, a major publishing group based in Toronto, acquired West Publishing.
15 years ago, the Twin Cities prided itself on the number of Fortune 500 companies that were based here. That number has gone down. There is a loss of prestige and, to a certain extent, loss of economic clout by being a branch community as opposed to headquarters.
John Pratt is the director of the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits. Mergers which take with them corporate headquarters are often accompanied by promises to uphold local philanthropy. Still, Pratt says when a corporate headquarters goes elsewhere, the community almost always loses.
Looking at corporate philanthropy, it is far better off to be a headquarters community. And it tends to be that's both where the highest paying jobs are, but also where a corporation's highest philanthropic commitment tends to be.
Well, Minnesota has lost several headquarters in recent years. It has landed a number of new companies as well. 2 years ago, First Bank System bought U.S. Bancorp, taking its name and moving its headquarters from Oregon to Minnesota. St. Paul Company swallowed up USF&G Corporation. Earlier this year, Medtronic brought into its fold California and Tennessee companies. Medtronic says the acquisitions will create 4,000 new jobs in the Twin Cities. And Northern States Power Company's plans to merge with Denver-based New Century Energies call for a Twin Cities corporate headquarters. As for the decision to locate the new Honeywell in New Jersey, Allied Signal CEO Lawrence Bossidy reportedly demanded the arrangement. University of Minnesota Carlson School of Management Professor Alfred Marcus says because Allied Signal is larger than Honeywell, it's no surprise that Allied's New Jersey corporate headquarters won out over Minneapolis.
We take the case of Wells Fargo and Norwest. Wells Fargo was slightly bigger, and the headquarters went to California. Similarly here, Allied Signal is slightly bigger than Honeywell, so it seems as if the headquarters usually goes to where the bigger partner in a merger is.
And as big business consolidates, Marcus says the 12 Fortune 500 companies that remain in Minnesota are vulnerable given their relatively small size. Although it's often the case that subsidiaries fail to share in the growth of corporate headquarters, there are numerous examples of companies bucking that trend. Take London-based Grand Metropolitan's acquisition of Pillsbury 10 years ago. Fears that the company's presence in Minneapolis would wither have not come to fruition. Instead, Pillsbury under Grand Met, and later Diageo as a result of yet another merger, has grown locally, even though it answers to corporate headquarters thousands of miles away. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.